Susie, who's been patiently waiting, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Someone in my life who is a very fit person, who is male, suddenly started getting lipomas at about midlife. Now, they've been to a dermatologist and they say, oh, yeah, it's just a lipoma. In this person's life, their parent has lymphoma, and their lymphoma started out as a bulge underneath their eye. And it's like, I know that the lymphoma and a lipoma are two different things, but is there any relationship? And is there a reason why someone would start developing these in midlife, even though they're a very fit and fitness-oriented person?
Lipomas are one of those big mysteries still, ma'am. No one knows the reason they start to form. I rather suspect it has something to do with trying to trap a low-grade infection, but that's strictly a suspicion. I do not know that for sure, and there is no research that tells us what, by solid science, that this is what makes a lipoma form. Now, once they're there, we're told, well, they're never going to be cancer, which is true. The lipoma never does turn into a cancer. But it's just going to be that little ugly bump. So you can have surgery to get it removed. Now, the problem is, a lot of times when it's removed surgically, darn thing comes back. No kidding. And that's what makes me think it's some kind of low-grade infection thing, ma'am, because you cannot, for example, remove an infection by surgery. You're going to miss a few germs and it's going to come back. And it's just the same thing with nasal polyps, trying to take those out by surgery. They usually grow back. They usually grow back also. And just as a side note, they're completely curable by getting rid of H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. Ha ha! An infection. It's an autoimmune reaction. But I don't know if a lipoma is an autoimmune reaction to something or to some infection, or whether it's an infection itself with a very tiny, tiny microorganism. All that goes to say, ma'am, that once we have lipomas, we can get them caught off surgically, or hope they don't come back, or we can put up with them. And I wish I had a better answer. I don't.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking my call today.
You're welcome. And like I say, ma'am, I wish I had a better answer.